A panel of experts sitting in judgment on Facebook has ruled the company was right to ban Donald Trump from the social media platform for encouraging January's violent siege of the US Capitol. But the group of lawyers, academics and former public officials says it was wrong to make the suspension indefinite, the verdict offering the former president some chance of reopening his account before the year's out. Here's North America correspondent Greg Jennett.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Donald Trump's online empathy with the mob horrified the keepers of Facebook standards on the 6th of January.
We had an election that was stolen.
So much so, the president's account was locked within an hour and 54 minutes. That block was indefinite. His Facebook fate was then kicked off to the ostensibly independent Facebook Oversight Board to decide when or if the former president should ever come back on.
It's saying to Facebook, although you were correct on the day, although it was a severe violation, you didn't apply the right penalty.
Thomas Hughes runs the administration of the 20-member oversight board.
The board is clearly saying to Facebook, you need to go back, you need to look at this case again, and you need to be clear and apply a penalty that exists within those that you have as your stated penalties.
Just as most courts of law abhor indefinite detention, this notional Facebook court's none too keen on an indefinite, ill-defined lock on Donald Trump's account either, all the more so when such a penalty doesn't even exist in its rules and when no one at Facebook, the company, has set out any process for how or when it might be lifted. At the heart of its judgment is a six-month deadline from today for Facebook to set out clear rules for all of its 2.8 billion users, but especially influential ones, and then to apply those rules to Mr. Trump. One of the former president's White House chiefs of staff is Mark Meadows.
And literally what we're seeing is they're not able to police themselves, and what they're doing is it's infringing on constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. They've gotten too big. It's time that they be broken up.
Mark Meadows touches on a deeper debate about whether big tech is a partisan, ungoverned digital town square for political debate. Conservatives believe it's stacked against them, but on the other side, Democrats think too many dangerous untruths still go unchecked out there, whether on the pandemic or on elections. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki articulates that on President Biden's behalf.
The president's view is that the major platforms have a responsibility related to the health and safety of all Americans to stop amplifying untrustworthy content, disinformation and misinformation.
In a written statement, Donald Trump's described Facebook, Twitter and Google as corrupt and aligned with what he calls radical left lunatics, demonstrating he's still exercising his free speech even without them. In Washington, this is Greg Jennett reporting for AM.